Neptune Tracker Systems specializes in radio automation systems for small and medium market radio stations and offers a product called Command Center that can also serve as a high-end tool for engineering your podcasts, which can be helpful for a lot of our listeners. General Manager for Tune Tracker Systems is Dane Scott. Dane, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm great, and it's so good to be on with you, Dave. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, thank you. Us too, because there is so much to talk about, and you're doing some very unique things in our industry. First of all, being able to help our industry in the case of small and medium market radio stations, but also from our listeners' standpoint, we've got, of course, a targeted audience of folks that do a lot of their own podcasting and things of that nature. And as I understand it, this works on the Bee operating system, BE, for those who aren't familiar. Tell me a little bit about the BOS and why it works only on BOS, first of all.
Yeah, well, the Tune Tracker system was designed originally for BOS, and I guess that you could say it was mainly because I was real interested in it.
Okay, well, there you go.
You're right, started out that way. Just I found out about this operating system that had these amazing abilities with audio. I saw it demoed back in the 90s on television, and I just flipped out. I went, oh, I've got to get it. You know how it is when something just strikes a chord with you, and you just got to get into it. And it was just exactly the thing for me. I was fascinated with its capabilities, its stability for audio. And actually, you might, since we're talking podcasts, you might be interested to know that I was doing a podcast back in 1999. We didn't call it a podcast back then, though. You know, it was just but the idea was, how are we going to distribute like a weekly 5-hour show to people, but not in real time?
And of course, Dane, you bring up a good point, because we've been doing podcasts since we've done the show for 11 years. And again,
they weren't
called pod. We were just archiving, but making them available. And now it just made it a bit easier, of course, with the whole idea of podcasts. Thank you, Steve Jobs. And we have to genuflect, I guess, now for podcasting. But you're right. It makes it, you know, it's been happening all along, but somebody came along and helped to fine tune that whole process.
Right, and then because of the podcasting, you know, I guess we've been justified in our efforts, you know, because it's become something that's a little more acceptable and mainstream now. But back in 99, the idea that I had was to just do a podcast that talked about the use of BOS for audio. The show was called Audio Buzz and was a 5-minute weekly program that was designed to just cover interesting things you could do in audio with the Bee operating system. And now, 7 years later, here I am doing a syndicated talk show about using the Bee operating system to run an automation system to do audio podcasts.
I know, go figure. So it's a complete circle. But now, tell us how is it that you're bridging the gap to high-tech consumers now, especially with what Tune Tracker can do for us?
Right. Well, what happened was that it just became clear to me that operating system was just a perfect place for radio automation because of its stability. And having come out of a background in radio, I could just see the writing on the wall that this was going to be just a lot easier to work in than, say, like a Windows environment where you have more of a tendency toward instability and crashing and so forth. So we came
That's
up
an
with
understatement.
So we came up with this automation system called Tune Tracker, and initially released it, as you mentioned, to the smaller broadcasters, internet broadcasters, hobbyists, and low-power stations. And it kind of took off from there. We now are putting out a much more of a commercial-type product. But what we discovered is that it is developing a niche all of its own as a method of engineering podcasts. And I guess what I could do would be to just give you a little quick kind of a synopsis of why I think it's a good idea to use something like this for when you create podcasts. There are just so many podcasts out there right now, and it's, you know, they're just, the variety and the supply is stripping out demand into a great deal. I think a lot of the podcasts sit there and aren't even probably listened to all that much. So what you have to do is to find a niche that's not already being done to death, have something worthwhile to say, and then present your content in a consumable manner, which means using a good quality mic, not a little like the cheap plastic one that comes with your computer.
Yeah.
And I think you'll agree, Dave, that springing for a good mic gets you halfway there.
Absolutely. And can even make you sound better, because this is my real voice, for example. But then I turn on the good mic. And
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
Also, watching your audio levels is huge. I don't know if you've listened to a lot of podcasts, but some of them just have horrible levels. And just watching your production value, making sure that what you're doing is something that's consumable, that people are going to want to listen to. And that requires that you take some time to prepare your show, that you write out things for yourself to say, not always scripting everything, but having notes, and in some cases maybe pre-writing some promos and teasers and tags and even recording some gag ads and things. What you can do with the TuneTracker Command Center is pull all of that into this really slick interface and fire everything where you want it in the show. You can even string together a whole playlist of songs and interview bites and intros and bumpers and stingers and sweepers and jingles and promos and so forth, and write scripts and assign those to buttons that will come up on demand. So suddenly you find yourself in the driver's seat and you're able to produce something that sounds really professional because you've done your homework and you've also spent a little money making sure that you're working with the equipment and the software that's going to give you a good final product. Then you'll have something people will really want to listen to.
Well, Dane, good point, because there are so many people doing their own podcasts, and if they sound terrible, you know, the content might be great, but then do people have to cringe to listen? If you can really polish it up and make it sound just as professional as you can and
exactly.
Keep it lively and entertaining, and then your content is just carried so much further, so many more people want to now hear it.
Right, exactly. And you've got to be consistent, too. You know, the next week's got to be as good as the previous week does if you want people to keep coming back.
Oh, for sure. How hard is Command Center, for example, to learn? Now, this is where you can really get into the podcast capabilities of TuneTracker, right?
Right, yeah. Its interface is remarkably simple to use. You just right-click on the buttons in the interface and assign sounds to them or assign scripts to them. With a little more sophisticated preparation, you can also create a playlist in advance and fire in a random access way, if you like, the items in your playlist. You're getting really nice, smooth VU readings that are telling you about your levels. And meanwhile, what you're doing is you're recording all of this in real time, either straight into the same computer or to a second computer you're setting up to use for recording. Actually, we have one guy who's doing a podcast with the Command Center who was kind enough to actually do a little home video just for your Graveline listeners so that you can see what he does.
Cool.
And if you go to TuneTrackerSystems.com, we put a special greeting on the top of our page for today where they can take a look at it. There's a link to a flash video that he put up there. And so that's a little gift to your listeners today. They can kind of watch a video and see him in action, you know, kind of showing his layout and his microphones and what he's done to do some very professional-sounding podcasts that people actually like to listen to.
Excellent. Well, keep in mind that since a lot of our listeners hear the show over the next week because maybe on a podcast, some of them are listening on Armed Forces and they get it later in the week, and some radio stations actually air it the next week, have them keep it up for at least a week because more people are going to be going there now that you've mentioned it to see how it works. And that's kind of that's a great idea. It's always nice to show and tell at the same time.
You bet. And, you know, while they're there, we also put something up as just kind of a nice little greeting for the Graveline listeners. If they decide to go with Command Center, if they call us with the password Go Dave Go, they'll get a free copy of Tune Prepper, which is our music preparation and ripping software, for free.
Well, there you go. You got to love that. But it's Go Dave Go.
Go Dave Go.
Sound like a horse race. I love it. Well,
right.
Dane, there is so much more to talk about. We're going to have to get you back and get an update on what's cooking. And, of course, rumor has it that we're actually going to play with a copy soon here in our own studios and see how it
you
works
are.
with our friends from Stream Guys and being able to play our podcasts and our archives for listeners. So we'll be able to talk more about it because we then will know that it is as easy as you said it is.
Well, you know, I love talking to you and working with your whole staff there. They're all terrific, so I look forward to that a lot.
Terrific. Thank you, sir. Dane Scott, General Manager of TuneTracker Systems, and that's where you want to go to visit them, not only for the Go Dave Go special, but also you want to check it out, especially if you're looking at doing some podcasting and some fun things, or perhaps you know of someone that's putting together a radio station and wants to use the system for that purpose. TuneTrackerSystems.com. Dane, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to chatting soon and getting an update from you.
My pleasure.